Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Timberwolves on the road tonight at Golden State. Pregame 8:30. Tip just after 9. Cal Soderquist and Alan Horton. Then they're in Phoenix a little bit earlier. Start tomorrow night. Pregame 7:30, tip just after 8 o'clock. Same deal both nights after our Timberwolves Radio Network coverage, Henry Lake and Timberwolves tonight. And then they return home and take on Utah on Sunday night. Speaking of Cal, he joins us right now. How you been?
Hey, thanks for having me, Steve.
Yeah, good to visit with you, Cal. Let's start. First game of the road trip against Portland. Anthony Edwards night at Moda Center. Wow, was that fun.
It certainly was. He pours in 40, 14 came in that fourth quarter, and he also had some big buckets late in the third, too, as the Wolves kind of kept themselves within striking distance in that one. So he's a ton of fun to watch, and he can kind of, I don't know if it's like a bowling ball where once he gets rolling, sort of, maybe, you know, it starts to snowball, maybe that's a better description, but he really was a problem for that Blazers defense, and he kind of sparked everything for Minnesota in a game where the other guys, even, you know, Cat and D'Lo, that other two-thirds of the big three, they were kind of secondary pieces in terms of what Ant was doing to help the Wolves get that win.
Yeah, and it's been fun because in the win over Brooklyn, Cat had kind of a quiet night and really got rolling in the fourth quarter, and I think the Timberwolves would accept that out of their big three, whether it's Anthony Edwards or Karl Anthony Towns or D'Angelo Russell on any given night, take over on the fourth quarter and get the W and move on.
Yeah, all three of those guys have really kind of echoed that, too, especially in recent wins. I think D'Lo said something to the effect last night that they're learning that, you know, they can sort of have that hot hand approach. I mean, you could even look at the game-winning play or sequence from Tuesday in Portland where, you know, the play was supposedly drawn up for Cat, but the defense had it covered well. D'Lo took his man off the dribble and got to the rim and got that goaltending call. So it's really, you know, they're able to make defenses kind of pick their poison. And I think the team did a good job of getting away from a little too much isolation ball earlier in the season. You know, these guys are all so talented and probably are tempted to just try to take defenses, you know, one-on-one, but sometimes that becomes more of a one-on-two or even a one-on-three scenario. So they're moving the ball a lot, and still each one of those guys is really letting the game come to them.
Cal Soderquist joining us from the Timberwolves Radio Network. You hear him every Timberwolves game, pregame, halftime, postgame. Alan Horton standing by with all the play-by-play. Golden State tonight, Phoenix tomorrow night. I've talked about this with some of the beat writers in the lead-up to this road trip. Golden State, Phoenix, back-to-back on a Thursday and Friday night. That is as tough a back-to-back as you're going to find anywhere in the NBA.
It really is. And maybe the Wolves have had back-to-backs where they travel more in between games, certainly. But in terms of the caliber of opponent, you know, these are the top two teams in the Western Conference. The Warriors especially are getting closer and closer to full strength. They won't still have Draymond Green tonight, but Steph Curry was missing in that most recent matchup at the Target Center a little less than 2 weeks ago. He's back tonight. Andrew Wiggins was just named an all-star starter. I'm sure he'll be playing with some extra motivation tonight against the Wolves like he always kind of does. The back-to-back, you know, against the Warriors and against the Suns, it will really test the Wolves. And I think even if you look ahead to the coming games at home, too, the Utah Jazz at home Sunday and the Denver Nuggets on Tuesday next week, it's a really tough stretch. And I think it made that win over Portland all that much more important. But it's a great opportunity, too, for the Timberwolves, I think, in two different senses. A, they obviously can gain some more ground in the Western Conference standings. And as we creep into February and you know, get into the second half of the season, it's fun to be able to look at the standings and say, hey, where are the Wolves? Where are the Clippers? Where are the Lakers, teams that we're competing with in that playoff picture? But I think the other reason this stretch is important for the Wolves, not only to gain ground in the standings, but to just gain confidence and put together some good efforts against some of the elite teams. I mean, these next four teams are all very much contenders and could easily come out of the West, depending on, you know, how health looks 2.5 months from now.
But this is fun to be at the end of January, Cal, and think in these terms where it's kind of like, okay, the Timberwolves have a chance. Maybe they steal one tonight, or maybe they steal one tomorrow night on the road, and then they come home. I mean, this is fun because the Timberwolves are healthy right now, and as we pointed out, they're getting a different guy stepping up in the fourth every night. Why not?
Yeah, and I think you have to embrace it, especially as Wolves fans who certainly have suffered through some lean seasons. I think it was mentioned recently, you know, this is just the second time since the 2017-18 season, that first Jimmy Butler season, that the Wolves are above 500 after the halfway point. We're into the second half of the season, and they're 24-23. Sure, it's just one game above 500, but it just kind of gives you an idea of how rare this is, you know, in terms of some of those tough years, like I said. So you got to enjoy it, embrace it, and it couldn't hurt to, you know, follow closely some of these other results and maybe root against some of these teams. You know, the Wolves, I believe, are just a game and a half back of Denver for that sixth seed. And I think the Wolves have stated it several times, the players have, that they would obviously prefer to not have to sweat that play-in tournament where
right.
you might have to win to get in. You might have to play on the road to do that. If you can get into the top six, then you've got it made in terms of what the Wolves are shooting for.
All right, Cal, we got to run real quick. What's coming up on the pregame at 8:30?
Yeah, Allen's got a great convo with his radio counterpart with the Warriors, Tim Roy, another one of, you know, my absolute favorite radio broadcasters in the NBA. So Tim Roy gives us a great breakdown of this Warriors team and some good Steph Curry stories. So a great conversation between two of the best in the biz with Allen and Tim Roy.
And I would assume Chris Finch as well.
Absolutely, yes.
All right, we got to run. There he is. Cal Soderquist, look forward to it. Pre-game show coming up at 8:30, Timberwolves and Warriors.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.